The chairman of the Electoral Commission, Dr. Kwejo Afarijan, will today continue giving his evidence in chief at the Supreme Court, hearing a petition challenging the validity of the 2012 election. Giving testimony on his first day in the witness box last Thursday, Dr. Afarijan stated that no voting took place outside Ghana in the December 2012 general elections. He said Ghanaians working in diplomatic missions abroad, students on government scholarships, and security personnel on peacekeeping duties who were registered abroad were assigned polling stations back home to come and vote. The EC chairman, who was led in evidence by counsel for the commission, James Kwasi Aidan, explained that out of the more than 2,000 people whose names and particulars were given by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Regional Integration, only 705 were registered to vote. Dr. Afarijan, in his evidence, also took the opportunity to explain the country's entire electoral process, beginning with the registration of voters, exhibition of the provisional voters' register, printing of electoral materials, training of polling agents, and the declaration of election results. Here are excerpts of the proceedings in court last Thursday.
Let me say that there are two errors that can easily be committed at the collation center. And we call them, in election language, transposition errors. Transposition errors. And let me tell you that some of these things have occurred. A transposition error would be, remember, you have a number of candidates. The two forms of transposition errors. My scores have been entered against another candidate, and maybe that some other candidate's scores have been entered against me. That would be a transposition error, particularly if care is not taken in arranging the candidates. If the candidates are not arranged in the same way on the collation form as they are arranged on the polling station form, that is the pink sheet, it could easily give rise to a transposition error. But one form of transposition error is the exchange. You know, A's results have been given to B, and B's results have been given to A. It's a transposition error. Another transposition error that can occur at the collation center is picking the score from the pink sheet onto the collation sheet, and that one also occurs. Maybe, let's say, the number is 11,000, and then he picks 1,100. That would be another transposition error. So when we do the training, we tell people to watch out for the possibility of transposition errors. You know, we have seen them where they have resulted in the defeat of candidates who should have won the election.